In Isle of Wight news, a woman from Brook has claimed subgrade road surfaces ultimately led to a horse of 15 years being put down after it slipped and severely broke its shoulder, but Island Roads say the road surface meets the national requirements. Last Saturday, 22-year-old Georgia Headley Ward took her pony, Archie, out on the main Yarmouth Road from Cranmore Avenue towards Hampstead Road to take the stewardship bridle path to Wellow. She had full intention of making her way to Brook Down, but she never made it that far, and for Archie, he never will. Sadly, the 13.2 hand-tie pony slipped and fell on top of Georgia, causing damage so severe that he was put down at the roadside by a local vet. Amazingly, Georgia escaped with just a few cuts and bruises. Speaking about the ordeal, Georgia had said, "When we got to the brow of the hill after signalling and checking the road, I began to cross to the right-hand side to take the bridle path. Archie lost his footing in front from the middle white line on the road. His back end followed and he ended up falling on top of me on the pavement, trapping me for a number of minutes before I could free myself." And Cows Week will go ahead this year. The famous firework display has been rescued by the week's recently announced title sponsor Lendi, the Property Forum. The finale, to be named Lendi Cows Week Fireworks, will go ahead after months of speculation about its future. The display has taken place on the final Friday of Cows Week since the very earliest days of the regatta and is viewed by many as an intrinsic part of the onshore festivities. This year's display will take place on Friday, August 4th at 9:30 p.m. Stand by for national and international news. I'm Josh Mansell.